Yes, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping.
You know, how convenient is it that John Bolton shows up right on schedule with the book and the leaks and the revelations? Lev Parnas shows up right on schedule with the leaks and the revelations. If you thought the Democrats were out of dirty tricks, I guess you were wrong. Tracy Beans joining me now, the editor and founder of Undercover DC. Tracy, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So Lev Parnas, he wanted to come to the Senate trial and sit in the gallery. That wouldn't be distracting at all. The judge, however, said, yeah, no electronic devices, including that ankle bracelet, because you're a felon. You can't wear that in the Senate gallery, so he's out. What do you make of all this circus atmosphere, all the noise and nonsense going on?
You know, from the very beginning, I've contended that the entire impeachment fiasco was, you know, brought forth to cover up the corruption in Ukraine conducted by a lot of the people you're seeing sitting in the witness chair for the Democrats. And it seems, you know, Lev Parnas, I'm not making any claims to his integrity at all. It seems he's got a pretty storied past. But the organization that actually was behind his indictment, believe it or not, is an organization that filed a complaint against him in July of 2018 for campaign finance violations from a company that he had started. And, you know, nobody was talking about Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman in the news in July of 2018. So it was interesting to me that all of a sudden these folks have a bullseye on Lev Parnas. So the Democrats in their impeachment testimony brought up Lev Parnas as texting with Shokin, who was the prosecutor that Joe Biden was referencing, who was investigating Burisma, right?
That he got fired, the prosecutor, he got forced out of his job. Go on.
Precisely. So, you know, they have these text messages they're reading off about Shokin and Ambassador Yovanovitch and how she provided the do not prosecute list to Shokin and said, don't prosecute these companies or these people. And one of those organizations was a Soros organization. Well, it turns out that the CLC, which is the folks that filed the initial FEC complaint against Parnas, are funded by the Open Society Foundation, which is another Soros organization. So they had the information at the FEC since 2018. And then the CLC filed a supplemental complaint just this past year that came out of another lawsuit that Parnas was involved in Florida. And all of a sudden in October, the Southern District of New York, notorious for its Michael Cohen fame, indicts Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman on these campaign finance violations. It just seems a little coincidental to me that when this guy was on no one's radar except for giving information from Ukrainian officials who were providing stuff to Rudy Giuliani, defending his client in the Mueller investigation about Ukraine corruption, are all of a sudden under the spotlight of a Soros-funded, quote, nonpartisan advocacy group.
Now, what do you say to folks, Tracy, that take whatever you say and they file it under the heading of it's a conspiracy theory, it's meaningless, she's off the reservation? What do you say to that?
Conspiracy theorist is now such an overused term, it lacks any real meaning anymore. You know, there's only so many things that can be a conspiracy when you have the same people showing up in stories over and over and over again. It starts to become a little bit more than just a conspiracy. So, you know, you could say what you like, you know, oh, George Soros funds lots of groups. He puts DAs in lots of states like Virginia and Texas. But at the same time, he's also involved in ridiculous amounts of corruption in Ukraine, has ties to William Taylor, who is a board member on a Ukrainian NGO, who's also testifying for the Democrats, has ties to William Cramer in the Atlantic Council. Cramer's the one who was with McCain laundering the dossier into the FBI. So this is all connected. And listen, if this is a theory, then it's a pretty solid one, in my opinion.
Tracy Beans here, editor and founder of Uncovered DC. So the ties here, you know, it's pretty obvious. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to realize that the John Bolton leak, perfectly timed. Lev Parnas leak, perfectly timed. And there'll be more. If you think this is the end of it, don't kid yourself. There'll be more leaks and more damaging information timed just perfectly to stir everything up. At the end of the day, the Republicans seem to have enough common sense to ignore most of this. We'll see what happens to Mitt Romney and some of the others. But there's not enough votes to ever remove this president, and I believe that it makes him stronger. In fact, Real Clear Politics today, the president's approval rating is at the highest point since February 3rd, 2017. So everything they throw at him turns out to strengthen him, it seems, right or wrong.
Absolutely correct. And it also seems as though I don't think the Democrats really want witnesses. I think they're using this as their kind of carrot to walk away from impeachment, saying it wasn't fair, we did our best, but the Republicans are complicit in this corruption. If they start calling witnesses, and there was some rumbling last night that McConnell didn't have the votes to stop them, I don't know if that's a can of worms the Democrats want to open. I mean, if counsel calls Adam Schiff to sit under oath, that's something I don't think that they're ready for. I just hope that they have the guts to do the right thing, because you know, they don't want to talk about Biden and Burisma, but that's at the heart of this. If there was the inkling of corruption there, then the president was warranted in asking for investigations. And that's the whole point of contention on the defense side. There was reason to want this corruption investigated, especially if it involved tax dollars from United States citizens.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
you know,
so
it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. I sit here and I wonder about the next couple of days, because Friday's the big day when we'll find out whether or not Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and others intend to fold. I think that in large part, if Republicans go along with Chuck Schumer, any Republicans, whoever they may be, it's political suicide. Because I think most Americans, evidenced by the Wildwood rally in New Jersey, I mean, Donald Trump's reach and impact and following goes far beyond his base, as we saw in New Jersey yesterday. And I think that if Murkowski or Collins or Romney or any of them go lockstep with Chuck Schumer into the chaos, it's political suicide. I'll give you the last word.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, the election's not too far away, and we don't forget these things. I think that, you know, the American people as a whole remember what's happening right now and what they're doing. And it is their last guess before the 2020 election, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Tracy Beans, greatly appreciate you being here. Editor, founder, Uncover DC. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, there you have it. All right, so a little something for you here. Get that picture ready. You're going to need this. The holidays are over, but the Rocksor sale keeps rolling. You can get $1,000 off 2019 models with no payments for 90 days. What's a Rocksor, you ask? It's the coolest off-road vehicle you've ever seen. 2019 base model started just $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Rocksor financing for additional savings. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, we've got you covered. You can believe it, 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry into your Rocksor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or go to RocksorOffroad.com. That's RocksorOffroad.com for complete details. Rocksor, a great partner of the Steve Gruber Show, and thank you for being such. 41 after on a Wednesday. A couple of things I want to do for you after the break, so don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy. Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.